For antiwar.com and Chaos Radio 95.9 FM in Austin, Texas, I'm Scott Horton, and this is Anti-War Radio. I'm joined on the phone by conservative Republican Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina's 3rd District. He was the first member of the House of Representatives to introduce a measure that would have begun withdrawal of American forces from Iraq. And he has now introduced House Joint Resolution 14, which would make it clear to the president that, barring some unprovoked attack, George Bush may not initiate war against Iran without explicit congressional authorization. Welcome to the show, sir.
Scott, thank you. And Scott, you were right in the introduction. I am a conservative Republican, but I am a conservative who believes in the Constitution. And for too long, in my humble opinion, this Congress has abdicated its responsibilities based on the Constitution to declare war. And if I can share with you and your listeners just one quote, because I've used it so many times and will continue to use it, is James Madison. And this is his statement about the war powers provision in the Constitution. He said, "The power to declare war, including the power of judging the causes of war, is fully and exclusively vested in the legislature. The executive has no right in any case to decide the question whether there is or is not cause for declaring war." And Scott, to me, this is simply whether you're for the president going into bombing Iran or you're opposed to it. This is a constitutional question that should be the responsibility of the Congress to say yes or no by declaring war.
Now, do you count a congressional authorization of the kind that you voted for the war against Iraq?
No.
Or are we talking an actual declaration like it says in the Constitution?
I think it should be a declaration. I regret that I voted for that resolution, as I've said many times since, that if I had known then what I know today, I would not have voted to give the president the authority to go into Iraq, because I believe that the neoconservatives manipulated the intelligence that was given to justify the war.
In fact, I saw a clip on YouTube from, I believe, just the last week of a hearing that you held where you were the only Republican in attendance talking with Wayne White and Paul Pillar and others from the intelligence community, talking about, I believe you said in that hearing, that you did not know in the summer of 2002 that Douglas Feith and the guys at the Pentagon were doing any sort of end run around the CIA. You thought that the intelligence that the administration was giving you was coming from the real analysts. Is that right?
That is exactly right, Scott. I said that it was a hearing with Secretary of Defense Gates and also Chief of Joint Chiefs Peter Pace, and my questions were directly about Iran, but I wanted to make sure that I made it clear that I was very disappointed that Donald Rumsfeld had been so dependent on Douglas Feith and the Office of Special Plans for Intelligence. And I really think, I know there's been a report that came out last week that the Senate, Senate 11, I believe, has held hearings on that report about the Office of Special Plans, and I really think that it needs to be investigated.
Well, and it has been reported that there is currently an Iranian directorate, they call it, which is the Office of Special Plans, continuing to operate under Abram Shulsky at the Pentagon.
Well, that's what we have heard, and that's what we're looking into as well. Again, I have to deal with, as a member of Congress, the fact that I do not want to see this administration make any type of decision to go into any country and start dropping bombs unless they come to the Congress first, because we see the failed policy in Iraq. Over 3,000 Americans are dead, over 25,000 wounded, and we've already spent well over $400 billion. America cannot police the world.
And so this resolution that you've introduced, which would basically remind the president that he does not have the authority to start a war against Iran without congressional approval, apparently you believe that's necessary right now, that George Bush needs to be told that by the Congress?
Well, I do, because, Scott, I've read many articles and listened to many different voices on the fact that it appears that maybe this administration, because of the neoconservatives, might be encouraged to go in and to take out some of the sites in Iran. And I just believe that we have to have more effort in the diplomacy of this country. We must seek out those who we can talk with to try to find resolutions to some of these concerns rather than dropping bombs, quite frankly.
And now that's House Joint Resolution 14, correct?
14. And, Scott, we have over 30, as of tonight, I've got six names to turn in. We will have 35 co-sponsors of this resolution, and it's only been out 3 weeks. So I hope that anyone listening to this interview, that they would encourage their member of Congress to look at HJ Res 14 and call their member of Congress or email the member of Congress and ask them to please join HJ Res 14.
Now, what kind of support are you getting from Nancy Pelosi and the new House leadership?
Well, we had a press conference on the 17th of January, I believe, and John Lawson was there. Richard Neal, Neil Abercrombie, Marty Meehan, Ron Paul, Wayne Gilchrist, and myself. So I was pleased that we had some of the Democratic leadership were in attendance to speak in behalf of HJ Res 14.
Now, do you get the feeling that some of these Democrats are willing to look the other way on this, that they kind of want George Bush to go ahead and bomb Iran so it'll be his fault, not theirs later?
Well, I can't say that. I would not say that. All I can tell you is that, for me, this is simple. It's simply a constitutional question. Ever since Vietnam, and including Vietnam, this country's gone to war without a declaration.
Korea, too, even.
Up to now, without a declaration of war, and I think it's time that the Congress meet its constitutional responsibility. That's what this is all about.
Okay, now, in your resolution, you say, barring an attack begun by them, he doesn't have the authorization, but just today, Newsweek magazine is quoting a former member of Bush's National Security Council named Hillary Mann as saying that the agenda is to provoke Iran into attacking so that they can call it defense. Congressman?
Well, if that was in Newsweek, did you say this week?
Yes, sir. It's a brand new article out today. In fact, it's on the MSNBC website. Hillary
okay.
Mann is the name of the...
Hillary Mann. Excuse me, say that again, MSNBC.
Yes, sir, and in fact, if you go to antiwar.com, we're running it as the top story. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think it's called Rumors of War, actually.
Rumors of War.
Okay. It's the brand new Newsweek. And
okay.
So what about that, the idea that the administration, with all their accusations and finger-pointing and so forth, are trying to provoke Iran into striking first, so then they can say that, well, we even fulfilled Walter Jones' qualifications?
Well, let me tell you, this is one reason why I believe that it is so important to continue to build support for HJ's Resolution 14 and get it to the floor for debate and discussion, and I also sent copies of this resolution to Senator Smith from Oregon. I've sent it to Senator Webb from Virginia. I've sent it to Senator Kit Bond and to Chuck Hagel. I've asked their staffs to please bring this resolution to their attention.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it sounds to me like the White House has already planned for the eventuality, even if your resolution were to pass, that they are still trying to create a situation where they will have fulfilled your requirement of being acting in defense, quote-unquote.
Well, I'm not sure that the definition of defense meets what the intent of this is, their definition, but we would have to wait and see.
I understand.
Scott, I tell you many times, I wish I could tell you I could read other people's minds, but I can't.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this, because I know you can read your own. Have you considered throwing your hat into the ring to run as an anti-war Republican for the presidency?
Well, you're kind. No, I appreciate the honor I have of serving in the Congress, and I think I'm beginning to have some influence and impact. I'm not a major player here, but I do what my heart tells me to do.
Well, and this does go back a little bit to the beginning of the interview about the fact that you are a conservative Republican who believes in the Constitution. I think part of the reason that you have such credibility as a voice against the current policy is that you were famous, or perhaps most famous before, for being the congressman who proposed renaming French fries into Freedom Fries. You were on board for this thing, and you've had a real change of heart here.
Well, maybe I should tell your listeners very quickly that the reason that the name of French fries was changed to Freedom Fries came from a constituent who had a little hamburger operation in my district, and Cherry Point Marine Air Station was close to his place of business, and he thought it would just be the appropriate thing to do. He was really not taking a shot at the French, but he was doing it because the Marines were getting ready to deploy to Iraq. And he wrote me a letter, and at first I didn't know what to do with it. My chief of staff said, well, just go ahead and get it to the chairman oversees the House operation. They'll probably ditch it and nothing will come from it. Well, we know something came from it.
Yeah, that, sure did turn out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, but anyway, Scott, I appreciate this. Again, this is a constitutional issue, and I believe in trying to protect the Constitution the best I understand it.
All right, well, I sure appreciate your time today. Representative Walter
Thank
Jones.
Thank you, Scott.
He represents North Carolina's 3rd District. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
This has been Anti-War Radio for February the 12th, 2007. I'm Scott Horton. Stay tuned to Anti-War Radio on 92.7, 95.9 FM Radio Chaos in Austin, Texas from noon to 1 o'clock all this week. And check the archives at antiwar.com. I'm arranging all of the best guests in my futile attempt to stop the upcoming war with Iran.